Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 16th of June. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we consider what is needed to stand up for Christ in a world that is full of beliefs and ideas that go against him. We turn for the last time to our Bible reading for this week, Matthew chapter 10 and verses 24 to 39. Today we're reading from the Message translation. Jesus says, "A student doesn't get a better desk than her teacher. A laborer doesn't make more money than his boss. Be content, pleased even, when you, my students, my harvest hands, get the same treatment I get. If they call me the master dungface, what can the workers expect? Don't be intimidated. Eventually, everything is going to be out in the open, and everyone will know how things really are. So don't hesitate to go public now. Don't be bluffed into silence by the threats of bullies. There's nothing they can do to your soul, your core being. Save your fear for God, who holds your entire life, body and soul, in his hands. What's the price of a pet canary? Some loose change, right? And God cares what happens to it even more than you do. He pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bully talk. You're worth more than a million canaries. Stand up for me against world opinion, and I'll stand up before you, before my Father in heaven. If you turn tail and run, do you think I'll cover for you? Don't think I've come to make life cozy. I've come to cut, make a sharp knife cut between son and father, daughter and mother, bride and mother-in-law. Cut through these cozy domestic arrangements and free you for God. Well-meaning family members can be your worst enemies. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. If you prefer son or daughter over me, you don't deserve me. If you don't go all the way with me, through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself and look to me, you'll find both yourself and me." Amen. Deciding to follow Christ and to live out his purpose for your life is a tough choice. No one says it will be easy. Taking up our cross and following him means adopting different values, morals, and goals. They will often come into conflict with the world. Family and friends may see our acceptance of faith as a rejection of them personally. Suddenly, what we once believed and the activities we once did and the life choices we once made are turned on their heads. Jesus' presence demands a decision. Family and friends are important, but they must not prevent us from hearing and following God. In fact, anything that does that must be dealt with, whether it's wealth, security, career, or status. Jesus doesn't expect us to neglect our family or our friends, but he does call us to a higher mission than simply a comfortable family life here on earth. We love our families and friends, but we remember our commitment to God is our priority. As you consider these perhaps tough words today, you might want to use these questions to help you think them through. Can you recall a time when you had to choose between family and God's calling? How did you decide, and which did you choose? I hope to see you again in the future for some more Battle Drill devotionals. But in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.